Omaha Public Radio News presents a special program on Noon Forum. We'll hear a discussion of various proposals put forth regarding either renovation or replacement of Omaha's Rosenblatt Stadium in order to ensure that the NCAA College World Series remains in Omaha. This program was recorded by KIOS-FM on Tuesday, November 13th, and Thursday, November 15th, 2007, for broadcast at this time. We first present a noontime educational forum from the Omaha Press Club. The speaker is Omaha Mayor Mike Fahey. The title of his presentation is Build It and They Will Stay. Following this, we'll hear a press conference held by members of the Save the Rosenblatt Committee, who believe that it would better serve the people of Omaha to renovate the stadium rather than build a new ballpark elsewhere. The opinions expressed are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Omaha Press Club, KIOS-FM, or the Omaha Public School District. Here now to introduce the first part of the program is Gary Willis.
Good afternoon. My name is Gary Willis, and I'm a member of the Press Club Education Committee. At least once a month, the Press Club sponsors a noontime forum at the club on issues we think is of interest to our members and public at large. You do not have to be a Press Club member to attend. We welcome the audience here today and our radio audience from KIOS. There's pencil and paper on your table to write questions down. They will be brought to the podium. Build it and they will stay. Should we refurbish Rosenblatt and stay? Should we build a new ballpark? No, not in my parking lot. The NCAA has put the nation's cities on notice in October that the College World Series could be up for grabs in 2011. Today we have the privilege to have Mayor Fahey here with us today to discuss those issues. Mayor Fahey.
Thank you, Gary. Well, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I guess we're just at noontime, so set your watches. What I'm going to try to do is kind of treat this a little bit like a town hall meeting. I'm going to kind of give you an update of where I see the ballpark issue and give you as much new information as I possibly can share with you, and then leave it open for some Q&A. As I often say, been my experience, the best information comes out of the question and answers the series, not necessarily what I impart with you today. But over the last several weeks, we've had, I think, a good debate on the pros and cons of whether we build a new ballpark, whether we renovate Rosenblatt, do we build a new ballpark at Rosenblatt. That debate has been good. It's been spirited, and I think it's probably the best example of democracy that we can experience. We've also talked about how do we pay for it. I've mentioned the idea of an entertainment tax. Did not go over extremely well with my friends in the restaurant business or the tavern business, but that's to be expected. But things are not free. It costs money. But we are not there yet. What we have done is we've talked about different locations. We've talked about a downtown location. We've talked about, again, Rosenblatt. And I think at this time, in collaboration with our customer, which is the NCAA, it is not our event, it is their event. And we've been privileged to host this for the last 57 years, and we look upon this as an opportunity. The opportunity is this, and I think we're very much all like-minded in this. And I mean by people who have vested interests, like the College World Series, Inc., certainly the city of Omaha, the citizens of Omaha, and the NCAA, is that we'd like to secure a long-term agreement to keep the men's College World Baseball event here in Omaha for years and years to come. Some of the good things that have come out of this discussion is in letters and emails, when we've talked to the NCAA, they've used words like permanent. I doubt we'll get that word in a contract, but it's nice that they're thinking along the same lines that we are. This is a real opportunity for the city of Omaha. So we are trying to address it with a couple things in mind. That event is here for about 2 weeks out of the year, as everyone knows. We've been fortunate to have the Royals occupy that stadium most of the time. We've also had an opportunity to have Creighton play some of their games there as well. So in my view is we have to look at it somewhat as a holistic approach. How do we build or renovate or whatever, make this decision that has the best economic chance of being viable, and secondly, making sure that we respect all the interests of all the parties, because they are a little bit different, their interests. But this is a very different and unique event. This is not an ordinary event. We're fortunate to hold this thing here every year. That's the upside. 2003, the Chamber of Commerce did an economic study, an economic impact study, indicated the value of the NCAA tournament to the city of Omaha is about $38 million a year. We believe that if we could secure a long-term agreement over 20 years or more, if you just put in a 3% inflation factor, that's well over $1 billion worth of economic impact, which is not insignificant. We think that's wonderful. It gives us a good reason why we should keep it. But also, we have to look at a couple other things as well. If we're going to renovate Rosenblatt, we have to do it to a certain standards. The NCAA, and let me be very clear about this, has made no demands on the city of Omaha whatsoever. All they have imparted with us is this. They want to continue making this event the best fan experience they can possibly have, and they want the best experience for the student athlete. Well, that's pretty much, we're very much like-minded in that idea. We want the fans to have a great time. We want the student athletes when they come here to have a great time as well and experience something. One of the challenges we have in our facility at Rosenblatt is the student athletes are actually playing in better facilities right now at their other colleges than they are experiencing when they get to Rosenblatt. Our facility is a little dated, a little old. Our presentations were to upgrade the locker rooms. We were trying to look at this whole issue of a clean zone, which is important for the vendors of the not the vendors, but the sponsors of the NCAA. That's a big issue to them, and it's a pretty expensive issue to address at Rosenblatt. And then trying to put a price tag on all this. We've looked at several different things. We can do a modest renovation, for which we propose for $26 million, that would address a couple of things. It would not address all the things that we need to do. That wasn't rejected, but they quickly asked us to look at a new stadium downtown. Within about 15 days, they brought that back, which we think made some sense, and we've looked at that in conjunction with talking to our friends, the Royals, and even at Creighton as well. We've gone back and forth on this thing. A brand new stadium, no matter where you put it, if you're going to put it at Rosenblatt or if you're going to put it downtown, you're talking in the neighborhood of somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 to $120 million, which is a sizable amount of money. Now, like all ventures that all of the good things that have happened in the city of Omaha, most of these are done with public-private partnerships. So we have approached the private sector to put in as much as $40 million if we build a new stadium. We've been back and forth on this. How do we pay for it publicly? This is not without, no matter what we decide here, there's going to be a price tag associated with it. So we have to figure out what is the best way to pay for it. What can we afford to do? So as we've went back and forth, and you've heard some discussion about the downtown ballpark, where it's located is very important to the people who run Mecca. We understand that. We appreciate that. And we're going to be working with them to try to come up with the best solution. Where we are now is we have formed an advisory group committee because during our last discussion with the NCAA, they have told us that they'd like us to come back with a recommended site. Now, that's getting right down to the final. This is the one they want. So we're trying to step back, take a breath of air, take in consideration all the input we have received from the people who want to save Rosenblatt, refurbish Rosenblatt, people who want to build new stadiums, and try to make a decision that, first off, what can we afford? Secondly, what is in the long-term best interest of retaining the College World Series here for many years to come? Now, Ken Stinson, Peter Kiewit, the chairman of that company, is heading up this committee that I have appointed. We're in the process of taking a fresh look at all the sites. And by all the sites, I mean this. We had 5 downtown sites that we have looked at in the past. We've also had the Rosenblatt site, but we've also looked at Rosenblatt on several different ways. Can we renovate it for a little over $26 million? Is there another midway point in there that we could afford would be better, that would suit the Royals, but better? or is there better to make it foul pole to foul pole? All of these things we're going to look at and reexamine. We're in the process now of hiring or interviewing architects and engineers to go through this site selection process. And we hope to have an answer. In fact, we have to have an answer back to the NCA with our recommendation by April 30th. They have been kind enough to give us an extension on our contract. For those of you who remember, we have a contract to play the College World Series here in Omaha at Rosenblatt Stadium through 2010. But each time we go into negotiations of the contract, it's normally from a six-month period of time, or actually five-month period of time, which would have been actually closed out December 31st. They were kind enough to give us an extension because of the magnitude of this decision until April 30th. So we're in that process right now, and I am convinced at the end of the day is we will come up with a decision that we can all support. We're going to look at different ways to finance it, too. What is the least harmful, so to speak? What is the best way we could possibly finance this thing? I've ruled out property taxes. I don't think that's a good idea. But I see Alan Stein here. Alan, good to see you again from the Royals here. Been very helpful and instrumental in providing good insight on what do the Royals need as well. It's just they're going to be a more user of the facility than the College World Series will be. But it is a big event. So I think this there's issues on the downtown locations. Each one has different challenges, as well as Rosenblatt. There's one that's on the UP site. We've looked at that one in the past. Obviously, it's not owned by the city of Omaha. Therefore, there's a cost associated with it. Would there be remediation because of lead in the soil? All those things have to be looked at. We've got a couple other ones on Lot D, Lot C, or owned by the city of Omaha already. Each one has their own separate challenges. We have another site on 13th to 17th in Cummings. Again, privately held, has a huge sewer infrastructure issue that would be expensive, but we're going to look at it again. And there's another site over by the I-480 bridge that we're looking at as well. We've looked at the Pinnacle site in the past. It doesn't seem to fit on the Pinnacle site. That's one of the problems there. That would be good because the city owns it. All of these will obviously have a direct bearing on the cost of the facility. The challenges with Rosenblatt are many. But, again, it depends on what solution we come up with. Rosenblatt may very well prove to be the best site. If we can come up with something that would be satisfactory to the NCAA, would get us to that next level, and would able to be less expensive. So those are some of the challenges we have out there. Looks like the – hi, Gary. Looks like some of the questions are arriving. All right. Good. Okay.
Okay. The first question is, what is the current cost to the city to host the CWS?
The current cost to the city is a little bifurcated in this respect. We have a cost associated with providing public safety. For all the police officers and fire department people are there. That normally runs about $115,000 every time we do this. There's a cost for the usage of the field. It also obviously brings in money. The College World Series, Inc., the entity which has the agreement with the NCAA, picks up a lot of these costs.
Question is, why not put a representative of Save Rosenblatt on your committee?
Yeah. When I made up this committee, it was my intention is to keep it very small. The larger this thing goes, the more difficult I think it's going to be. What I have proposed and what I've said over and over is I am the elected representative of the citizens of Omaha. It's my job to represent the city, and I will do that. I'm not going in there with any preconceived notions. I have told Ken Stinson that this thing is wide open. We're going to make the best decision based on where the analysis and the evidence lead us. And Alan Stein's on that committee. I think we're all like-minded about this. We've got a very open mind. We're going to let the analysis lead us to that decision.
Wouldn't it make sense to get input from coaches of teams that are frequent CWS competitors?
It makes absolutely good sense, and we have done that. They've actually done a survey, asked all the coaches of the NCAA about the pros and cons of Rosenblatt, and I can just tell you the overall spirit of this is all the coaches like Rosenblatt. but they understand and recognize the importance of upgrading either that facility or providing the student athlete with something a little better than they're being served with right now. So I think nobody has dug in their heels that I can see of on the coaches' side to say they're demanding we stay at Rosenblatt, but be comfortable. What they do like is this. They like the road to Omaha. They like the fact that it's in Omaha, and where that road is, they don't want that to be changed. And I'll just share one other thing that I was very surprised about when I saw the numbers come in. During the 2006 road to the College World Series, there was a study done on the road to Omaha, the regional ESPN coverage, and also on the series. And if someone had to guess on how many people saw that on television, would anyone be surprised if I told you it was over 100 million people? Well, actually, it's 455 million people saw that. So that's an image about their Omaha that we have not measured. We think there is a heck of a lot of value in that. And, again, it is the road to Omaha, and that's very important to keep. And the NCAA understands that, and obviously we appreciate it.
Did you have a chance to strike a deal that would have retained the CWS with a cheaper renovation than with a cheaper renovation of Rosenblatt?
Right. Yeah, I think what you're referring to is the first proposal we made back in we talked about it in November. We were not able to present that until February. We made that proposal, and this was for the $26 million renovation to Rosenblatt Stadium that addressed part of the locker rooms, but had more to do with replacing the steel that needs to be replaced in Rosenblatt, and also acquiring properties along 13th to address the clean zone. That we had the response back from the NCAA within 15 days, which said we never did turn that down. We would have taken that to heartbeat. But that's when they came back with the idea of building a new stadium downtown. So no, we did not miss that opportunity. After taking it to heartbeat, would still take it.
Zoo Director Lee Simmons has indicated he is not interested in the Rosenblatt property. Do you really believe that?
Oh, and I know this is on radio, so I'd be careful here. Now, my friend Dr. Simmons is a shrewd negotiator. He's been a very good neighbor to have there, and we appreciate it. And we see the value of working together in a collaborative fashion to make sure that the number one attraction in the state of Nebraska being the zoo, we do no harm to, and we only want to help and support that initiative.
Will the NCAA allow consideration of a smaller, more intimate Royals-friendly stadium with expandable or temporary seating for the CWS?
Yes, I think they're very amenable to that. This is exactly what we have proposed. We are proposing permanent seats of around 10,000 with expandable seats from the foul pole to foul pole to about 16,000, 17,000, and the rest of it made up in the outfield. The expandable or movable seating we think might be very important for the Royals, might be more important. It may be very important for attracting other venues to use the facility as well. So what we're trying to do is build in flexibility to a stadium, whether it be at Rosenblatt or a new stadium downtown. So absolutely. And they seem to like the idea. They're not concerned anymore with the temporary seats because you can't tell the difference.
How much is left to be paid on for Rosenblatt, the last renovation, and how will that be handled?
The remaining indebtedness on Rosenblatt is $13 million as of today. It is our intention, if we stay there, obviously that has to be taken into consideration because that will add to the cost. But if in the event we would leave, there are approximately 42 acres of ground there. We believe it's highly marketable. We've had interest already from it. But what I've told the zoo is I would like to have them to be considered first because I think it's important we preserve the best aspects of the zoo. We don't want to do anything to hurt the zoo. So my thought would be in the event that we would leave that facility is to work with the zoo, but it has to be paid off. Let me be very clear about that. If we leave Rosenblatt, those bonds have to be defeased, which means they have to be paid off at that time. So whoever either buys that ground or takes it over has to pay those bonds off. So that's something the city has to look at.
Would you agree to a vote by Omahans on this if it involves a tax increase of any kind?
This is a very confusing part of this thing. What I've tried to do is do the same thing we've always done with Rosenblatt and many other of our fixtures that are outside what I would call general obligation bonds. We've always used lease purchase bonds on the renovations at Rosenblatt, which means basically there's revenue tied to them in some format. Those do not require a vote of the people. The same thing we used when we built the Hilton Hotel. Again, that was about the same amount of money. We used revenue bonds in that case. They do not require a vote of the people. The city council and myself are elected to do our jobs. If we were going to use general obligation bonds, which is the ones that are used oftentimes at the Quest Center, those do require a vote of the people and have to go to the people. If we were using that, that would be because they're backed up by property taxes. I don't think we should build this facility on the back of the property taxpayers. If there's a better way to do this and we can use lease purchase bond tied to a revenue stream that everybody is predictable and is not just pie in the sky, I think that's the best way to go about it.
Another question on the affordability. How can we afford the indebtedness of the Quest Center and build a new downtown stadium at approximately $120 million? And how long will it take to retire the debt?
Now, the idea on if we decide to go downtown, the idea with building it downtown is when we did the market study, market analysis of the NoDo area, it called for some type of a major attraction in downtown area to stimulate the economic growth. We know from past experiences that other cities that have built ballparks downtown have been rewarded with development of economic growth in that particular area. It's happened almost across the country, and it's pretty well predictable. That would in itself will stimulate more economic development, and we think that makes good sense. The debt on the Quest Center does not go away with this. We still have debt on the Quest Center that we need to address, but with this, and with this addition and more people coming to the downtown area, if we decide to go downtown, we think will further the usage of the Quest Center. We think more people will be using it. Therefore, as many people know, we've been putting this off now. I thought we were going to have to raise taxes in 2004. We're now up to 2009 for sure, maybe 2010. So we've been able to kind of work our way through this. One of the ideas that I have been espousing here, depending on what solution we come up with, is to have enough in that solution to address the Quest Center debt at the same time. That would be the best of both worlds. But I do not want to do it on the back of property taxes.
This question here is going to kind of piggyback on the last one. So with the pending fallout from the police, fireman pension, you know, regarding spiking, the EPA required drain sewer rehab, and if the Hilton doesn't meet expenses and the Quest Center doesn't make a profit, how can we afford this ballpark venture?
A lot of different pots of money there is the real answer there. What was it? The couple of them there again. Well, first off, the hotel is doing okay. That's the good news. We have got that financing turned around very good. That now we are able to not only make the payments but also adhere to the contracts we have with Hilton to make sure we have reserves in place to replace the FF&E, the furniture fixtures and equipment, as they become due, because it's a pretty good number. So we think we're in pretty good shape on the Hilton.
The retirement pension.
As people have been talking to me lately about different issues, the pension system does come up, and rightly so. We're in the midst of a negotiation with both police and fire right now. It's fair to say I have made proposals to both organizations that go substantially a long way to addressing the shortfall in the pension, but also removing the spiking issue altogether. So stay tuned, because we're in the heart of negotiations on that issue. Oh, the CSO. You know, the CSO issue is a big issue. I'm not a big fan of federal government, unfunded federal mandates, but this was one that we are going to be saddled with. There's no getting around it. It's going to be expensive. Now, the way we are planning on paying for that is on sewer use fees. That's right now. The final decision will not come until 2009 in October. But that cost has been estimated as high as $1.5 billion, which is an unprecedented amount of money that the city of Omaha and the surrounding areas who use our sewer systems are going to be saddled with. I mean, the talk is right now our sewer fees could go up to $50-something dollars a month, which is going to be pretty high. Now, we have not stopped talking to the federal government. We're going to continue talking there, but I want to be the first one to put the caveat out there. I'm not optimistic that the federal government is going to come to our rescue. They've not done it with anyone else, and in fact, people who have challenged them have been rewarded with fines. So we're not interested in getting fined by the federal government. We want to work cooperative with them, but that is an ongoing issue that whether we build a ball stadium or not is not tied to this. It's a different pot of money.
Have you talked to any of the local food service association members about their opinion on the 3% tax of the surcharge?
Yeah, if I told them 3%, I know they would shoot me. No, it was 2%. Yes, I have talked to them, and I plan on going back to visit with them if, in fact, we come to the decision that that is the best course of action as far as raising the funds sufficient to pay for it. We're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet. But at that time, if that's where we end up going, yes, I will. I owe it to them, and we need to explain it better to the citizens of Omaha. There's a lot of different hurdles there. Who would be taxed? Would nonprofits be taxed? You know, all these things go into it that it really will affect the lives of a lot of people. So my idea in even addressing that issue was to try to come up with something that is an election process on everyone. You elect to go out to dinner is what I looked at. This is not taxing food that comes from the grocery store that you have to sustain yourself. This is a decision that most of us make. And to give you an idea how I went through the process here, if you live in Bennington and you're going out for dinner, do you make a decision to go to an Omaha restaurant or a restaurant in the county because you save a cent and a half? I don't think most people make that decision that way. I think most people make it because they're hungry for Italian food and they want to go to one restaurant. So, I mean, those are some of the challenges we're going to be faced if we go in that direction. But, again, I will be talking to the Restaurant Association.
I have two questions here. The first one is, why not tax all baseball tickets, including CWS tickets, instead of restaurants? This could and should include all ballpark food, shirts, souvenirs, et cetera.
Yeah. Believe me, those things are not off the table yet either. It's just that in order to raise the amount of money you would need to pay for a ballpark like that, the ticket prices would be prohibitive. You just can't get enough off the ticket prices. And again, our customer, the NCAA, will only stand for so much of that. So we have to be a little creative here. But in being creative, I don't want to come up with so many different pots of money that it's unrealistic to get it all covered. I want to be as succinct as possible in how we go about it, doing the least harm to the taxpayer.
And then the second question is, how much does the CWS bring into the Omaha area? I think you pretty much are going to address
right.
That. Yeah.
Okay. Gary, get on. Okay. Get on.
Okay, this individual said, it seems early to give up on a nice facility that we've already spent so much money on pertaining to Rosenblatt.
Yeah, there's strong feelings about Rosenblatt from a lot of people, and rightly so. It has been our home for many, many years. We don't do this out of any kind of spite. We're just trying to make the right decision to get the long-term agreement. If that ends up being Rosenblatt, that'd be fine. I'd be very happy with that. If they came back and we could get something for a lot less money with a little shorter period of time, that might be the best we could do. But what you have in this 20-year agreement versus a 10-year agreement, if we have to spend, let's say, $20, $25 million, we have to pay for it some way. We can't afford that without raising some additional revenues. Well, if we have to go to do any kind of bonding whatsoever, normally those are tied to 20-year bonding requirements, and it's hard to go to the city council and ask them to sign up for a $25, $30, $40 million indebtedness and then look the taxpayers in the eye and say, oh, by the way, they may only be here for 10 years and leave. So there's a fine balance that we have to work through as we go through this process. So,
even if a $100 million facility is built in downtown, wouldn't the NCAA come back every couple of years and request expensive modifications?
The answer is that we've already had this discussion. No. No, we're going to have a pretty good ironclad agreement about that, because that's exactly some of the stuff we go through right now. So, no, I think the idea would be build a state-of-the-art facility that will last us a long period of time. There, we have an annual maintenance fund of about $50,000 in that fund for painting and, you know, sidewalk repairs and things like that that we use every year. I presume that we'll have a fund like that to take care of the incidentals, but not for major reconstruction.
If you build in the Quest parking lot, what will you do for parking when both events are going at the same time?
Well, there's we've looked at two different parking lots over there. You have C and D. C is very problematic because we'd have to close either part of 10th Street or part of 12th Street in order to fit the parking lot on that particular site. And we'd have to replace the parking under our agreements with the MECA organization. The same goes for Lot D. The good thing, in a way, about the College World Series and having it somewhere downtown in that area is when the College World Series is on, the Quest Center is quiet. There's no hotel rooms. It's hard to hold events there because all the hotel rooms are taken. So they normally traditionally do not have events at the Quest Center during that period of time. So we don't have that double whammy, although it would be a challenge if we did.
This question here, have seat license and priority seating fees, as well as other higher ticket costs, been considered as a way to generate revenue for this?
Right. Yeah, somebody must have been at our meeting, Alan. Yes, we talked about this actually the other day because it's similar. We talked about what they do in Lincoln. In order to retain your season ticket, there's normally an additional fee associated with that. We're kicking it around. I don't think we have an answer yet. Again, I'm sure the NCAA is very sensitive to the ticket price, but we also have to figure out a way to pay it. Obviously, the more payment you can have attached to the event, the better off we are, because that means people who are using the event are paying for it. So it's not lost on us. We're going to look at it. We're examining that to see if that might be a better course of action to at least get us some repayment of the indebtedness.
There's a belief in some quarters that the desire for a downtown stadium is coming from some Omaha officials more than the NCAA. Your comment on that?
No, it really wasn't. The suggestion came from the NCAA. Now, I would not stand here and tell you that we have not thought about this. We've talked to the Royals about this. Again, it goes back to the NOTO study that actually talks about this, either having some type of an attraction downtown. A ballpark was specifically mentioned. A museum was mentioned. I know that Alan and his group of investors have looked at the downtown locations, have actually done some preliminary studies on those as well. So that has always somewhat been in the mix. But, no, it was not our suggestion on this, but it falls in line with what intuitively makes some sense to us based on the study.
What other public funding options have been discussed beside the restaurant? What have you
there's a couple of them. What you try to do is look around the country and see what other cities have done when they face this thing. The one I mentioned the other day at our meeting was that in Kansas City, they have just opened up the Sprint Center down there. It's a big arena. They funded it by two methods. They raised their hotel motel tax $1.50 a day, and they raised their car rental rate $4 a day for a car rental rate. Now, that's how they chose to fund theirs. We're going to look at that, but $4 a day is pretty healthy. The challenge we have on the hotel motel taxes right now, in the recent study we've done by the industry, by the Greater Omaha Convention Visitors Bureau, is that right now, Omaha ranks fifth in the country as being a high tax based on a per capita. We're fifth in the nation based on a per capita. If we would throw another dollar in, we would be number one. That's not an area you want to be in, to be the highest tax in the country. So that's a challenge, but we're going to look at it. We're going to look at all these things, but we are looking at other. And my challenge and my request to other groups, including Slade Rosenblatt and the city council, is to, if you've got some other ideas, please share them with us. We're open for this. I've also engaged the University of Nebraska at Omaha several months back to look at all kinds of different funding sources because of our reliance, particularly on property taxes and sales tax receipts in the city of Omaha to run our city. So we have not had the results of that study, but it's also going to include how will we pay for a ballpark as well.
Okay. You done?
Anything you'd like to add? Let me just say this. I've done probably 10 or 15 of these things. These are the best questions I've had. These are all good questions, all of which are very thoughtful and right on point. So I appreciate the input you're giving us here. I keep waiting for something we haven't thought about or we haven't come up yet, and some other form of revenue enhancement. But if you hear of any, please feel share it with my office. I'd be more than happy to hear about it. Again, our goal here is to secure a long-term agreement on this wonderful event and to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help the Royals be successful in our city as well. They've been with us a long period of time, and they deserve as much attention as anyone else. So I want to thank you very much for your kind invitation to come up today. I look forward to being invited back. Thank you very much.
That was a Noontime Educational Forum from the Omaha Press Club. We heard a talk by Omaha Mayor Mike Fahey entitled Build It and They Will Stay. 2 days after this program was recorded, members of the Save the Rosenblatt Committee held a press conference to announce their proposal for the future of Rosenblatt Stadium. Jason Smith, Crystal Rhodes, and Arnold Breslow unveiled 4 architectural drawings showing the details of their proposed renovation. Omaha Public Radio News Director Katie Knapp recorded the press conference for this program.
My name's Crystal Rhodes. On behalf of the Save Rosenblatt Committee, I want to thank you all for coming today. As you know, the mayor has put together a committee to review the plans and alternatives for a new stadium and for renovations to Rosenblatt. Unfortunately, the mayor has not seen fit to include Save Rosenblatt or any other community organization supporting the renovation of Rosenblatt in the same way that he included several proponents of the new stadium. In response to that, what we've done is created our own plan because we felt comfortable that we would be able to come up with an alternative that would meet the needs of the NCAA, save the taxpayers a considerable amount of money, and still fulfill the needs of the College World Series. So today we would like to show you those plans, give you an opportunity to ask questions, and answer those to the best of our ability. We do want to mention that the proposed plan that we're proposing is going to total somewhere between $60 and $65 million. It is not going to require any major infrastructure upgrades, and so that is an actual real price tag, which is roughly half of what the anticipated cost of a new stadium will be. And again, I want to reiterate, it does meet many of the wish list items that the NCAA has put forth, so we're very excited about that. I'm going to turn it over to Jason. He's going to walk you through these plans a little bit, and then if you have any questions, please let us know.
All right, thanks for being here. Well, we're here, of course, as Crystal said, because we need to do these plans for the sake of the people. The people's voice has clearly been heard, and we will continue to support this cause. That's the cause of the people. And a balance needs to be struck, and that's what these plans do. And with the release of them today, it shows that we will continue this campaign for what's right for the citizens of Omaha. And if anyone has any questions, I'd like to answer them right now.
Jason, how much, or you mentioned the $60 to $65 million, or Crystal mentioned the $60 to $65 million. Do you have a little narrower frame of how much it might cost?
$60 to $65 million. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's a little bit better than saying $100 to $125 million. I think we're doing pretty good, I think, and just like any architectural plan, it can change.
And Crystal referred to that it covers the majority of the NCAA's recommendations. Are there any that it doesn't, and if you could outline those, please?
Well, I mean, we can go look at them if you have specific questions
green
about certain
space.
Areas. Yeah, there's green space around. I mean, we could talk about stuff that you can look right at. We can talk about quantifiable numbers, the actual square footage, to whatever level of detail you want to go into. But the bottom line is that we know what the NCAA wants. We know the range from lesser to greater of what will satisfy them based on a certain type of contract, and we've met those needs. We've met those needs in the same way as any other proposal has.
Even for a 20-year plan?
Yeah, absolutely, potentially in the same way it can be equated on, like I say, from the lesser to the greater. On the greater end, it absolutely can compare to any plan.
Some of the things that they specifically said that they wanted was increased green spaces and opening up those concourses. This plan addresses those as two of the major issues that the NCAA had concerns about. It also adds additional parking and additional seating to increase the size of the stadium to their necessary specifications.
Over 26,000 seats, which, you know, as you know, is more than what the other proposal is in North Downtown, but also for the ability to expand to 30,000, if not more. So really there's great potential here, and a big emphasis of what we have here is a pre-built infrastructure in the sense of the stadium itself, the surrounding site, and the even more proximal area, the interstate nearby, a future $92 million investment of the state going into that. There's all kinds of things around here, with the zoo obviously nearby, but we have something solid to build on. So that's what we're counting on here.
How long do you think these renovations would take?
I mean, just one season. It would be just like any other construction project on a baseball stadium anywhere in the country. It would take one season.
The mayor has 8 options, 5 of which do not include Rosenblatt. Do you expect these plans will be taken under consideration?
Yes. Yep.
Of the $60 to $65 million estimated price tag, what was the biggest loan expenditure in the renovations?
There's a lot of no one thing, overwhelms any other one thing excessively. You know, we're talking about a parking garage on the back side, on the north side of the structure. That's a big structure in and of itself. It's going to cost a lot of money. We're talking about on the west side, a two-story structure with a underground element of rooms there. That's a big dollar item as well. This grandstand right around here, as we look out these grand windows, will essentially be redone. So that's going to be a major cost. But I think all of them together are big hits. But any stadium change is going to be big. So there's no one thing. There's multiple things. If you guys want, I can point out certain things on the drawings, or if you have specific questions besides.
I guess I have one other question, Jason. I've seen that Save Rosenblatt's been advertising lately. We know that you've been very successful in getting online signatures. Have you been getting online donations as well?
Yeah, I mean, hundreds of people, anywhere from $1 to $1,500. One person actually gave $1,000 at one point and $500 later. But most people have been lower amounts. All community-based money from private citizens of Omaha who care about the future of the CWS and believe that that's synonymous with Rosenblatt. So we're dealing with an issue where we have that private citizens giving money compared to public resources being spent on the other proposal, and we're trying to balance that out. But it's difficult when you don't have those city resources giving a balanced proposal to both.
Right, and of course, this is a huge day for Save Rosenblatt, having these blueprints outlined. What's the next step?
A much bigger day than this. These are, in some ways, conjectural and just basic and preliminary. Not that there isn't specific aspects that are very important that will continue on, but that there will be much bigger moments where we have more definitive plans, more exciting elements that we can point out, absolutely, that will be a part of the future of the stadium and the surrounding area. And so this is just the beginning. It's an exciting day, and I appreciate you saying that. But prepare for more, because this is just beginning.
Are you going to take these directly to the NCAA? What's your plan?
Well, the process is to go through the CWS Omaha Incorporated, because they have the contract to deal with the NCAA since, 67 or whatever it has been. We've sat down and talked to them, and they have said that they would submit them. And as the mayor has his committee, all things will be looked at, and we believe that the mayor is beginning to sort of loosen up, if you will, and look at more things than just one plan. And so through that committee and through the CWS Omaha Incorporated, this plan and other plans for Rosenblatt will go to the NCAA and will go to these good people on the committee who are looking at all proposals.
How many stalls in that parking garage? How many cars will that hold?
You know, with the first phase, it's only 350, but we could easily quadruple that. That's an initial drawing only based on that green sloping area that you see from the interstate that goes behind those back seats out there. So that was just one initial idea of our architects, and other ones that just were not drawn are, like I said, potentially four times that size. They could be higher. One exciting aspect to tag onto that is that the top of that parking garage can be premier, and is intended to be actually, premier event space that is flat at the same level as the space that currently exists outside of center field. So we have this great vista here, and that parking garage, top surface of the parking garage, will just add to that. We'll have that surface all across with, of course, the idea of hundreds and hundreds of stalls of parking right off of I-80. So it's the best of both worlds. It's convenience, but it's also sort of that emotional amenity of in a great entertainment facility.
One other thing I'd like to add, Arnie Breslau, I'm also on the committee, is there has not been a lot of talk about the infrastructure requirements on the north side. They are large. Anybody who's been to a concert or an event there and leaves and waits anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours to get out of there knows that they are a problem. And if you threw in as big an event as the College World Series, it would be a major problem and have to be reworked. Federal government is remodeling our interstate right out here to five lanes each way. That will radically help a good condition that we have in infrastructure here. So the money we're talking about is basically a turnkey. You don't have all the infrastructure on the north could cost as much as a stadium. And we're going to have to pay it. So, you know, we're out here trying to help the people.
Specific details that you'll want to know, I'm sure, about the renovation plan that's just beginning and growing in many better ways than I'll explain right now, is that we will have this inner area of seating from dugout to dugout essentially redone. It'll be similar, but it will be redone and modernized and give allowances and space for a 40-foot wide concourse underneath. And a secondary plan that we're actually currently working on allows those concourses to have open views to the field. There's two different ways stadiums sometimes do that. But either way, they'll be much wider, almost twice as wide as they are now. That's number one, is the grandstand and the concourse that relates underneath it. Also, the space around here. You know, talking about event space, we have a problem if we have families that don't want their houses taken. That's the same with any construction project, eminent domain. Well, really what we can do, it's the best of both worlds, is only take half of what we talked about initially as a city on that west side of 13th Street. So we're proposing from 13th Street to the alleyway that runs parallel to 13th and 14th. So we have event space there and event space to the south, almost to D Street, that will add to sort of the botanical aspect of green space around, but also just open event space. All the open areas at the corners of the stadium are going to be infill seating. So we'll have that full surround effect of a stadium, and it will be an efficient way, of course, of infilling seating and getting up to that 26 to 30 and more thousand seats. So that'll be major changes. Obviously, I mentioned the parking garage.
Players. Talk about the players.
Right, yeah. There'll be a whole area underneath the underneath the concourse, underneath everything, that's never been excavated in all these decades, and that will provide probably three times as much space as we currently have right now. So there will be rooms for each, behind each dugout for each team, medical rooms, media rooms with the latest technology, so, you know, vans and everything can pull up to it with the satellites. It will be state-of-the-art. It will be the best that any modern stadium can offer. All of the amenities that could or would or are being proposed anywhere are in the plans and will be in future plans. So there's a lot of exciting things. I think the bottom line is that we are able to and will continue to satisfy the NCAA with our plans.
What did you say, the locker rooms are going to be expanded?
Absolutely. Locker rooms will be massively expanded to state-of-the-art standards, all modern, all new, very spacious. And some of these plans show that. They show the specific rooms and their orientation to each other. They are in line with what the NCAA has asked for, in line with the best of stadiums that college players are in throughout the country. So, again, I have to reiterate, this is truly a state-of-the-art facility that is going to be as good as any other stadium can be. I mean, if you want to look at the plans, then you can get specifics. But those are some of the basic points that are really important specifically.
Is there some of that green space to D Street? Is that on the east or west side of 13th
Street? D Street runs east and west. It's just to the south of the stadium.
Of the stadium. Right.
So, you know, you have... Yeah, right. Yeah, you have Burt Murphy, then you have D Street, basically, going south. A lot of the property to the south is owned by zoo interests, and, you know, it can and will be a collaborative effort, public and private-wise, because it's always going to have to incorporate efforts being together, being in close proximity. So we see that land right there will be gladly shared by the zoo when other amenities like the parking garage will be shared with the zoo. So it's a reciprocal process with two of the greatest amenities in Omaha.
How many homes are you talking about? And is there other businesses besides Vesto's that would have to be taken out?
Yeah, a few of them. And as a matter of fact, some of them aren't even occupied. Some of it is open space. I don't have the exact numbers on there. I do have the numbers on 13th Street. I don't recall the numbers that are over there. I mean,
it's less than six.
Right. It's not like we're talking 20 or 25 homes.
And Zesto also?
No.
Zesto's is further south.
Okay.
Zesto's is close to D Street. So, yeah, but we're talking about just a block or less than a block that'll end up adding to a massive amount of square footage. Because actually, as it sits right now, this area, the square footage of the site currently is more square footage than Lot D. And, of course, you know, what you run into up there is that the space around it is going to be used for parking, so that's not going to be able to be used for festival space. What we'll have here is a parking garage so we can densely compact those cars, and then the surrounding space, which is already more, as a matter of fact, can truly be used for great event space for the NCAA. So it's really the best of all worlds, and the only shame of it is that it has only been told now and not before. So prepare for much more because there is much more potential for Rosenblatt than has been portrayed in the past.
And Jason, I guess one last question I would have is, of course, Safe Rosenblatt from the beginning thought that this would be the cheaper alternative to renovate opposed to rebuild. I know the mayor and other projections thought this would be the more expensive route. Getting your blueprint back with an estimate between $60 and $65 million, roughly half of the other estimate, do you feel validated?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's obviously that it was going to be cheaper. It obviously is. But, I mean, the people are more than happy to spend, you know, $65-75 million. I mean, they know that it's worth the investment to keep the CWS. And that's been our statement all along. Save Rosenblatt, you'll save the College World Series, and you'll do it cheaper.
And it should also be noted that we did have engineers come in and look at Rosenblatt. It's not the dump that it's been portrayed to be. Structurally, our stadium is very sound, and we are very confident that the architect and the engineer were very glad that they were able to find some solutions that were going to work well for the NCAA and that weren't going to break our back as far as taxes go.
In the past, the structure has been written off as in bad shape, and that simply is not true. It's very structurally sound. You know, we've had the engineer and the architect looked at it, in the past has looked at it, and it has fabulous potential. As a matter of fact, I think that's even a quote from the architect. He says it has amazing potential, as a matter of fact. So engineering-wise, and then just for design and architecture, wise, it's really an amazing place to build onto.
Jason, how would these $60 to $65 billion in renovations be paid for?
Just in the same way as all the other proposals. I mean, you know, we're talking about public and private partnerships. So, yeah, there's all different kinds of ways. Just ask the mayor, he'll tell you.
when we had our first agreement with the NCAA through MECA, MECA had raised $16 million of the $26 that we needed to close that deal already. So a significant amount of what was needed at that time was taken care of by private funds. So I think there's money available.
Concluding this special Noon Forum program, we've heard a press conference held by Jason Smith, Crystal Rhodes, and Arnold Breslow, members of the Save the Rosenblatt Committee. On the first half of the program, we heard a noontime educational forum presented by the Omaha Press Club. The speaker at that event was Omaha Mayor Mike Fahey. This program was recorded by KIOS-FM on Tuesday, November 13th, and Thursday, November 15th, 2007, for broadcast at this time. Special thanks to Omaha Public Radio News Director Katie Knapp for covering and providing the recording of the Save the Rosenblatt press conference. Special thanks also to the Omaha Press Club's Education Committee for helping to make the recording and broadcast of this part of the program possible. The Omaha Press Club presents these noontime educational forums each month. If you'd like to attend future programs in the series, call the Omaha Press Club at 345-8008. These events are open to both members and non-members of the Omaha Press Club. The Omaha Press Club is located on the 22nd floor of the First National Center, 16th and Dodge, in downtown Omaha. Complete Noon Forum listings are available on the Internet, where you may also view the Save the Rosenblatt renovation proposal. Visit our website at kios.org. This has been a production of Omaha Public Radio News.